Lesson 5.2, page 46, exercise 1A.
Today, we'll learn about two people who live and work alone in remote locations. What impact has constant solitude had on them? What implications might it have for their futures? Susan, who lives and works on an island, is our first guest.
My job is to guard the archaeological sites here. A few researchers come sometimes, but no tourists. I can see how someone freaked out by solitude would find this job impossible, but people have always been a source of anxiety for me, so I'm fine. The quiet helps me think. I've even started writing again. I see solitude as a positive force in my life. As a consequence, I'm kind of addicted to it.
Next, we hear from Austin, who is a fire officer in an area of the Rocky Mountains known to be extremely difficult to reach. Solitude has influenced him very differently.
Wildfires, common during the summer season, can happen really anytime, so five times a day, I climb the lookout tower. When I see smoke, I send a signal that triggers firefighters to investigate. A few friends have visited me, but I couldn't really talk to them, which probably stems from the fact that I hardly talk at all anymore. But that resulted in even fewer visitors and more solitude. I want to be around people again. This experience has even motivated me to apply to grad school to study communications.